Derech Klal, I think we're going to end up having a shiur at this time every day in this location due to the logistics not working out. I apologize in advance if that inconveniences people. It's not designed to do that, but that's just a fortunate or unfortunate result of the situation. Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, which is fairly common because there aren't that many days of the week that Tisha B'Av can fall out on, and it's only 4 out of the 7 days of the week, and ends up being some of those are Shabbos and some of those are Sunday. So although there is, in years past, I've given shiurim, and as of probably many, on when Tisha B'Av itself is Chal B'Shabbos, what's the nature of that particular Shabbos, but that's not nogeya to this. It is nogeya very much to Maseches Chagiga. You can probably think in your own mind, in the sugya of Tashlumin Derishon or Tashlumin Zelazeh, how that would play out, the Inyan Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos, meaning, and it actually ends up being a Machlokas Rishonim and a Machlokas Arayom Hazeh, in terms of, let's say, is the Tisha B'Av on Sunday that would have been on Shabbos, is Tisha B'Av Shabbos, but it's just pushed off to Sunday, or is Tisha B'Av Mamish Sunday that year? And it may or may not be related to the sugya of Teshlumin. That's a nice discussion for a different time. Bezra Hashem, we won't have to have the discussion anymore, but it'll still be a good academic discussion and learning going forward. So just in terms of eating, normally we have a din of Seuda HaMafsekes. We have a din that we're supposed to eat 2 tavshilin. We have the egg, we have the ashes, we have the bread. We don't eat with a zimun on Erev Tisha B'Av. These are all types of avelus that we observe. And on Shabbos, we don't observe any of this. As you take a look in Maseches Erevin, it's also in Tainus. I don't know why I did it from Erevin. I saw it first, and I was looking through Rav Asher Weiss's shiur for this week, so he quotes it from Erevin also. I don't know why he quotes from Erevin, but it's also in Tainus. So it's the Tanya. We have the following brisa: Tisha B'Av Shechal Lios B'Shabbes, V'chein Erev Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Lios B'Shabbes. Whether it's Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos or Erev Tisha B'Av, like this year, Ocha B'Shosa Kol Tzarko, you can eat and drink as much as you want. Umale al shulchano afilu kiseudas shlomo b'shaito. You can put a feast on the table similar to Shlomo HaMelech in his heyday. So you don't have to refrain from any of the normal tanugim that a person would enjoy on Shabbos. So you can enjoy them throughout Erev Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos as well, and it can be as big a feast as you want. Chalios Tisha B'Av Erev Shabbos is just the rest of the brisa. Mevian lo kibitz of ochel if Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos. That happens to be the reason the Gemara brings this brisa, is to know what to do if Tisha B'Av would fall out on a Friday. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, there's a shaila: should you be mashlin the tainus or not? Because it's not so good to enter into Shabbos when you're all weak and sad. So that's the shaila the Gemara is actually dealing with over there. Should you end the fast a little bit early? So here the brisa says, yeah, you should end the fast a little bit early. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, so mevien lo kibetz of ochel kedisha lo yichnos l'shabbos kishum ma'unim. Right? So you should actually not be mashal in the tainus. You should eat a kibetza of food, right? Kedetoim barbe rav ayel akala, right? The shear of kibetza is that the Gemara in Sukkah says that it used to be the amount that they would eat when they were running to shear. That's how they get the shear suudas keva. So it says, like if you wanted to stay for the post shear hak, you wouldn't necessarily make it to lunch so quickly. So they would stuff a kibetza in their mouths on the way to shear, so that they could be a little bit more satisfied, and they didn't have to leave early. Right after the shear was over, their stomachs wouldn't be rumbling. So that's the shear that Chazal was mesha'er that a person can eat, and he can be it can tide him over a little bit. So that's the lachir as well. And this is the psak in Shulchan Aruch. We look in source number 2. Imchal Tisha B'Av be'echad b'Shabbos, o shechal b'Shabbos v'nidche la'achar Shabbos, ochel basar v'shose yayin b'suuda mafsekes. Right. Normally, the Gemara, the Brisa, really in Tainus says you don't have basar v'yayin during the suuda mafsekes. We expand the halacha. The ikar halacha is you don't have basar v'yayin at the suuda mafsekes on erev Tisha B'Av. We expand our minhag is not to have basar v'yayin the entirety of the 9 days. Except for basically every day this year, but the Baruch Hashem, we had a lot of people learned a lot, so it was good. So halavai should always be for good reasons, but the idea is that you're not really halachically you're not allowed to eat basar v'yayin at the Suuda Mafsekes, except this year you are allowed to eat basar v'yayin at the Suuda Mafsekes. And then he quotes that same lashon mal al shulchano afilu kesuda shlomo b'shas malchuso. And then the Ramah just adds on from the smak, miut tzarech lahafsik mivo yom. Right, so this is a discussion in the Rishonim. It's a question, there's some lumdish you could throw in there. We don't have time for that now, but there's a discussion in the Rashi, how he touches up this Gemara, when do you have to stop? And normally, let's say, for example, if you come from certain Hasidish backgrounds where they keep Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. Now, what do I mean they keep Shittas Rabbeinu Tam? Right, so in Hungary, I think they kept Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe even in Poland, they kept Rabbeinu Tam like for real, not what you hear today, right? So I'm saying, what do you mean they kept Rabbeinu Tam for real? Meaning, I'll give you an example. One time, years and years ago, so in the neighborhood that I live in, I think they don't have a Friday night mikvah. So it's a walk. It's not a very long walk. It's no big deal. So I went to. So my wife had to go to the mikveh Friday night. So we went to the shtiebel in Cedarhurst. If you've ever been there, it's not much of a shtiebel. It's a humongous, beautiful shul. But they have a Friday night mikveh there. So I figured, okay, we'll go. We'll daven. We'll walk there, and then we'll I'll daven. Daven mincha kabbal Shabbos and Maariv, and then we'll walk home. So I got there. And I thought I was on time for mincha, but a lot of people, there were people that were just standing around, and some people were learning, some people were, I don't know what they were doing, saying shir, shir, I don't know, I'm not sure. But I was like, I guess I missed mincha. So I got mincha b'yichidus. I felt a little bad. I was like, still plenty of time in this man. Okay, I missed mincha. Then, still waiting, nothing's happening. So finally, about 20 to 25 minutes later, some guy gives a clap on the bima. Ashrei Yoshvei Beisecho Yalufaso. I was like, whoa, it's like taste now. And I realized that I was being a little foolish. They were keeping Rabbeinu Tam, meaning according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is a pretty standard Hasidic practice, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still daytime, even when it's pitch black outside, which is the number one argument that the Gra points out. He's like, he's a chush makchish. How can you say that it's still not even Shkiyas Achama yet, when in fact the sun has been down for a good 20-25 minutes. So, okay, it's good kasha, but L'maisa, the Rabbeinu Tam has the way of learning. He divides up the Shkiyah into Tchila Shkiyah and Sof Shkiyah. But L'maisa, so if you're really keeping Rabbeinu Tam, so then, meaning you keep Rabbeinu Tam, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra, so it's not that Rabbeinu Tam is more machmir than anybody else, he's just a different zman. So if you keep it, Rabbeinu Tam means you're starting Shabbos late and you're ending Shabbos late. Right? So if you're starting Shabbos late and ending Shabbos late for real, then you can continue eating until it's your Shkia. You don't have to stop eating. Mivo Yom, you should wait until what would be called Rabbeinu Tam's Sof Shkia, and then you can continue. So I don't know if this is true, Lamaisa, but I imagine in some of the, meaning if you're going to say that, like living in Brooklyn, Williamsburg, or Borough Park, or whatever, so you don't see Jews on the street driving cars and doing malacha after what the Gaonim and the Gra would call Shkiyim. You don't see, and Baal Tanya also, I'm not sure. I don't want to say that. No, okay. So, but you don't see people driving on the street because it's not Shaykh. Like you have some people that hold the Shabbos Daraisa, and you have other people that are going to be driving around. It's not Shaykh, but could be. I don't know. You have to do an investigation. If you go upstate in the Hasidic bungalow colonies, it's possible that they're still doing malacha, 20-25 minutes after Shkia, because they might be holding like Rabbeinu Tam, Bein L'Chum, Rabbein L'Kula, and it's their own little town. So it's not like it goes against the Minhag HaMakom or anything. So it's possible you'll see such a thing. So So could be. You have to check it out. But if you're going to hold like that, so of course you can continue to eat, after Shkia for another 20-25 minutes, and it's no problem. Obviously, if you're just doing like what people say, oh, I keep Rabbi Natan, they don't mean they keep Rabbi Natan. They mean, first of all, Rav Moshe holds that everybody keeps Rabbi Natan. Meaning, if you wait, it's just the point of Rav Moshe and came, whatever. It's probably the more logical argument. There's no magic number 72. 72 was the number that came up with in a certain location based on how quickly the sun, how quickly it gets dark after Shkia. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, it gets dark much quicker after Shkia than in the United States. So there's no magic number for a minute time that it's 72 minutes no matter where you are all over the world. It's that, so Rav Moshe says, in the United States of America, keeping, up to 50 minutes, and it's not even always 50 minutes, but up to 50 minutes after Shkia, that is Rav time. So, all right, that's a different story, not for us, but just to be annoying when someone says, oh, I keep Rav time, so I also keep Rav time. So people who are, know that I'm an annoying person, they say, oh, yeah, you mean Rav Moshe, right? Yeah. Okay, so here, if you're keeping Rabbeinu Tam, so you can continue to eat. If you're just keeping Rabbeinu Tam, so why do we really do such a thing? We do it because there's a mitzvah, Tosefta Shabbos anyway. According to the vast majority of postkim, Tosefta Shabbos is a mitzvah, it's a doraisa. So to add a little on to the tail end of Shabbos is no big deal. But in that case, if you're dafka makbid not to do malacha for 72 minutes after Shkia, it's not because you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. It's because there is a daya. They wait 72 minutes after Shkia. And there's a mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos, so why not get the mitzvah? So it's good. But it's not good if you're doing it lakula. Meaning if you're going to continue eating after the Zman, so it's not necessarily a great idea for Shabbos that's Erev Tisha B'Av. Bechora, that would be the halacha under what the Ramah is saying over here. Now, the discussion is, in amongst the poskim, so you're eating Shalosh Shudos. Should it be a completely regular Shalosh Shudos that you can even have meat and wine, and you can have zmiros, and you can have you could have basically lots of friends over, and you could fear tish, and you could have all these things, or no, it should be a little bit more low key and chilled out. So that's the shaila that the Achronim discuss. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, so he quotes a machlokes between the Magen Avram and the Bechor Shor. So the Magen Avram says, also nomi menu afal gav dein chiyuv lechol basar b'Shabbos. He says, l'maisa, you don't have to eat meat on wine, have to eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos. There's no mitzvah of simchas Shabbos. Meat and wine may be a chiyuv to have on Yom Tov. Maybe. I don't want to say for sure. If you read the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a chiyuv. Mishnah Berurah taina is that even the Shulchan Aruch holds it's a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv. Right? But many poskim suggest that it would be a chiyuv to have meat and wine on Yom Tov. But that's only Yantiv, not Shabbos. But if you're normally, if you want to eat meat and drink wine, and you're going to refrain from it because it's Erev Tisha B'Av, that's not acceptable because that's Avelis on Shabbos, which you're not supposed to do. So he quotes the Magen Avram that you shouldn't have a big get-together at Shalosh Shudos, right? Shalosh Shudos is a time where you're entering into Tisha B'Av, so it shouldn't be a big get-together amongst chaverim. However, and the quote Sefer Bechor Shor, Shecholik al Zeh, V'dayto de Misha Ragel B'Kol Shabbos Lisod Su'udazu Im Chaverov, says if Shalosh Shudos is your big get together time of the week and you have a big chevra, so umuneh b'shabbos zu havalei kavilas farhesya. But if you're specifically going to not do it on this Shabbos, that's like observing avelus b'farhesya, and that's going to be a problem. Am I touching on a nerve or something? Oh, okay, fine. So that's going to be a problem. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the Bechor Shor says, you shouldn't do it in a way that's conspicuous. Meaning, if every single week you have a big Shalosh Shudos, and then Erev Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not going to have a big Shalosh Shudos. That's a problem. Right? So lechora in camp, it's not a problem either way, because it's not that we invite people to come to Shalosh Shudas. We eat in the staff dining room or we eat in the big kid dining room. So either way, it's understood that everybody's there. It's not like everybody has somewhere else to go. So you're not calling a chabura of friends together to get together to eat. You're just, that's where everybody is. So that wouldn't be, it would be worse if you would dafka disperse yourselves around the campus and not eat together like it was a regular Erev Tisha B'Av, because then it's Avelis Farhesi on Shabbos, which is no good. So that would be, you know, the camp is not such so much of an afkamina. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he seems to paskin straight up like the Magen Avram, that you shouldn't send out invitations and get everybody together specifically under these circumstances, even if it is your normal practice. But again, benogeya to us, it's certainly it's mutter to eat with your family. It's not like everybody in the house has to sort of like break up into different corners of the house. But it's certainly mutter to eat with your family. But it's good to downplay the invitations a little bit. So Rav Asher Weiss brought this Igros Moshe. He writes this a short tshuva to his son Rav Reuven Feinstein, and one of the first things he brings up is quoting, "What about Zmiros on Shabbos Chazon? Lamizamrin Chol Shabbos is if you normally sing Vade Rashon Gam Shabbos Chazon, certainly allowed to sing on Shabbos Chazon. But Avla Eino again, even if it's not the minhag to sing, Mistav Rishin Lesor." So this is going to be the one Shabbos a year you sing. So he's like, okay, so still it's not going to be aser. Why? Kevan shakol panim lechavod Shabbos. If you're singing, it is lechavod Shabbos. Kamo sha'af she'ein nog in lechol b'chol Shabbos baser b'suda shlishis mutarin lechol af b'Shabbos erev Tisha B'Av. So he says, there's nowhere where it says that you're only allowed to eat meat on erev Tisha B'Av if you normally eat meat at Shalosh Shabbos. Doesn't say that anywhere. Doesn't say you're only allowed to eat meat on Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av, if you normally eat meat every Shabbos. Doesn't say that. So Rav Moshe says, why would we make a new Isser to sing Zmiros just because you don't sing Zmiros the rest of the year? You could sing Zmiros because there's no Isser. And therefore, in the end of the day, any food you eat on Shabbos is the Lekavod Shabbos. Any songs you sing on Shabbos are the Lekavod Shabbos. And therefore, you're allowed to do it. It's not so that's basically the way he comes out. So based on this, Rav Asher Weiss said that he thinks that Rav Moshe would hold along the lines of the Bechor Shor that we don't make any changes in the negative when it comes to Shabbos. He says he thinks Rav Moshe is even going farther than the Bechor Shor. He's going further that he's saying that we don't have to acknowledge in any way that it's Erev Tisha B'Av when it comes to Shabbos, right? So this seems to be Rav Moshe's position. Although both days in the Mishnah Berurah seem to indicate that we do acknowledge it in our minds, but we don't do things, we don't downplay anything in order to try to be Mekayim the Avelis of Erev Tisha B'Av. But we don't necessarily play them up either. Rav Moshe seems to be saying, you can even play it up. You could have the best Zmiros of the year on Shabbos Chazon, because it depends. The different houses, you know, sometimes the singing is good, sometimes singing is bad, sometimes no singing. So you don't have to change anything according to Rav Moshe. But according to the Bechor Shor, you could argue that like this doesn't have to be the best Zmiros of the year. You know, it's as long as it's not Avelis Farhesia, you don't have to add anything positive to the situation. Okay, so this is point number one. Try to get back to Avelis Farhesia at the end. Point number two, in terms of learning Torah, so you have this famous Chumrah of the Ramah. So the Ramah, quoting the Mariel, says, V'nagu shlo lumo b'erev Shabbos, b'erev Tisha B'Av, sorry, but mechatzos va'elach. Right, so the minig is not to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av from chatzos and afterwards. Ki im b'dvar m'mutarim b'tisha B'Av. Only thing you should learn is those things that are mutar to learn on Tisha B'Av. V'lachein imchal b'Shabbos einom im pirkei avos. Right, so this is says if Erev Tisha B'Av ends up on Shabbos, you should be mevatel the Pirkei Avos shir that it happens between Mincha and Marv. Right, if you look in most Siddurim, the old minhag used to be that they would say over Pirkei Avos in between Mincha and Marv, and that would be the standard limud that they would have over there. And so Rama says no Pirkei Avos. Right, so this goes back to the issue of what is permissible to learn on Tisha B'Av. So Pirkei Avos is probably one of the things that people do learn on Tisha B'Av, even though there's no actual reason why it's mutter, because people, again, the minig, I think b'chol tfutzas Yisrael, is that they have a lot of Musar Shmuzin on Tisha B'Av, they have a lot of Machshava, and they're always quoting Pesukim and Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos and things like that. But it would seem that according to the strict letter of the law, you're not allowed to do it. But again, I can tell you, bigger and better people than myself are posting videos from the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, and if you read Sefer Chafetz Chaim, you read Sefer Shmiras Halashon, it's Mole Begadish of all kinds of Mamari Chazal and Torah and Psukim, and so it's I don't know what to tell you, but that is definitely the minig, is to be lenient with these types of things. But nevertheless, the Rama says that you shouldn't do Pirkei Avos in between Mincha and Maariv on Erev Shabbos. And the Shabbos, source number 7, sorry, we don't have time to go through it inside, but he quotes from the Gra, the Maamar Mordechai, and one other Shita, which is slipping my mind right now. You can check, Marshal. Marshal is the first. Marshal is the earliest. He was a contemporary of the Rama. He's the Rama's first cousin, I think. And they had a lot of interesting debates over the course of their lifetime, but the Marshal and then later the Gra, the Maamar Mordechai, they all say that there is no issur whatsoever to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. It's a chumra yaseira that people should not learn. And some suggest that the reason why the Rama is machmir and says you shouldn't learn on Erev Tisha B'Av, this I forgot to put on the sheet, I apologize, but is from the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Where he writes that what's the nature of a person who's engaged in limud? It's that he is, if a person is learning, so the second he closes the sefer, generally speaking, if he did a good job at the learning, it doesn't just like everything just leaves his mind and he's gone. He says the person who engages, he has a good seder limud, so then when he closes the sefer, he's still thinking and learning, he still wants to cheshbon things out a little bit more, maybe he wants to tell over an idea that he had to a friend because he really, it makes a lot of sense to him, right? We have this concept in halacha very frequently. The Gemara says, "Ein omdim lishpal el mitoch halacha psuka." What do you mean, el mitoch halacha psuka? Why can't you just get up to daven anytime you want? So he says, no, because if it's not halacha psuka, if there's something to declare, if there's something to speak out, so then you're going to be in the middle, the whole middle of davening is going to be learning time, and that's not this. Zman tefila l'chud and zman tara l'chud. Supposed to, you learn when it's time to learn, you daven when it's time to daven. So therefore the Chasam Sofer uses the same idea, right? There's one other nekuda in terms of that. There's a famous machlokas Rishonim. Are you allowed to learn Ben Gavra Le Gavra? Right? Are you allowed to, is it mutter during Kriyas HaTorah? Definitely not allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah. Right? Not allowed to learn during Chazor HaShashat, not allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah. Maybe it's mutter Dushanai Mikra during Kriyas HaTorah. That's a discussion, Mishnah Berurah has dais on that. But Ben Gavra Le Gavra, so you're not allowed to talk for sure, Ben Gavra Le Gavra. To talk Divrei Chol, right, it's a Shaila. I think it's the Shita Saravid where he says that, I don't want to say who says what, but there's a discussion that was shown him that are you allowed to talk in learning Ben Gavra Le Gavra? So one of the days in the Rishonim is you're not even allowed to talk and learn Ben Gavra Le Gavra because it's not going to stop once the laning restarts. Like, it's just the way it goes. It's not, it's just the nature of limud is that you keep up the discussion until hopefully you get your chavrusa to agree with you. But it's just not shayach to put a stop to these things. So that's the svara that the Chasam Sofer uses to explain the Ramah as well. Not that there's actually an isser to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. No, but it's that the limud will be mamshich into the day of Tisha B'Av itself, and then we don't want that. However, when it comes to Erev Shabbos Tisha B'Av, so I gave you the Mishnah Berurah, source number 9, where he's mitzarech this taz together with the deos who say that in general there's no issur to learn, but if you look above Mishnah Berurah, this is the lashon of the taz. It's kedai to see it inside. Harbi yejli l'tmoa b'zeh. I have a lot of kashas on this Rama. De'im ein issur ba'achilas baser v'yayin va'adraba chov aleinu le'achol baser b'shvil kvod Shabbos. So he says we have a chiyuv to eat good food. L'kavod Shabbos we can eat. So I don't understand. He's like, you go to shalosh shudis and you've got mead and wine and songs and good times with your friends, and what? But Torah you can't have? This is ridiculous. He says, I don't understand. He says, V'lama nachmir alav shelo yomod mishem avelus. Bifrat mishiyesh lo shir sheraga v'kach beisahi. He says, certainly if you have a kavua shir at that time, you shouldn't be mevatel the kavua shir. He doesn't say this, but that would look like avelus tefares. You have every other week we have a shir at this time, and now we're not going to have the shir. So how does that not look like avelus tefares? V'su teimali, dein kor mitorah b'mimcha. Right, all right, the rest of the kashas aren't as good. But he says that we do Kriyas HaTorah, we do all these other things, we're not Mavato them. So that you could get out of because it's just the Seder Hayom. But he says, nevertheless, on the last line over here, he says, the Ramaz Tzarechian Venira Dalomi B'Shabbos Acher Chatzos Lohiv Sitzchara. Right? Saying, if you learn Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, learn on Shabbos after Chatzos, which Erev Tisha B'Av, so you didn't lose out on the Schar. That you get for the learning, it's good. You shouldn't refrain from learning under these circumstances. Just a couple of ha'aris, and the Mishabura, again, I said, the Mishabura is mitzdarif, the Taz, together with the Gra and the Marshal and Maimon Mordechai, to say that for sure on Shabbos, there's no din to stop learning, not like the Ramah. Okay, but at least as far as the Chasim Sofer is a good limud tzfus on the minig of the Ramah. So in terms of, I was talking to somebody about this just before, in terms of, we have a lot of minhagim on Shabbos Chazon, which seem a little iffy. For starters, we have the, you know, we during the second Aliyah in Parshas Dvarim, we always lay in Echa Esa Levadi, right? So we lay that in the tune of Echa. So like, how are you allowed to do that? Isn't that Avelus Faresya on Shabbos, and then for the Haftorah? So I was discussing with Reb Dovi this morning which minig he thought was better, because when I was growing up, everybody always did the opening pasuk to the Haftorah, Chazon Yishayo Ben Amos, right? So they would do that in the regular Haftorah tune, because that's not the tochacha parts of the, and then when you get to the tochacha parts, the next pasuk, then you switch to the Eicha tune. I said, nowadays everybody just starts in the Eicha tune. I had never heard that before. Growing up, I've been to a lot of different places. Everybody always started a regular tune. They switched to the Eicha tune. And then on Tisha B'Av, we do Asof Asifeim Num Hashem right away in the Tisha B'Av tune, because there's no introduction pasuk. There's only the actual tochacha. But then obviously we switch at the end. Same thing, by the way, with L'cha Dodi. L'cha Dodi, they do to the tune of Yilit Zion. It's very, L'aniyas Daiti, it's very important to switch at the end, either at Lo Sevoshi or at Boi B'Shalom. You should switch to a regular Happy Shabbos tune, because even if you want to say that once we're accepting Shabbos, now you're not allowed to do that anymore. That's one Nakuda, but Nakuda number two, every Kina that we say ends off that way. Every Kina in Tisha, and trust me, these are some crazy, you know, sad Kinos, they all end off on a positive note. Right, came out every single one. They end off in a positive. So we should end off Boi B'Shalom in a positive tune, the same way we end off every kina in a positive tune. But I was saying, as I said, Lanias Daiti, I would think that it's not a good idea to do any of these things. I said, why do we have all these minhagim that seem to be Avelos Paresia on Shabbos? So because if you look in the Ramah, He holds that you're not even supposed to wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. So you're supposed to wear your Big Day Chol, you just change one begad. So if you hold like that Ramah, so already we're doing some in Yonim of Avelos Paresia. Yeah, okay, so the whole package deal makes some sense, you know. Don't have such a big Shalosh Shittis, although we're not going to stop you from eating it. But you don't learn Torah to the same degree after Chatzos. And you can observe all these mini hints at the Avelus going forward. But we hold, like the both the Gra and the Arizal, the minig is to wear Big Day Shabbos. We shower for Shabbos, we clean up for Shabbos, we put on Big Day Shabbos. And for us, this would not be acceptable. So I said, you can't change the minig Yisrael based on this Boi Svara, but the Aniyas Daiti, it's Pasha that way. So I just... was looking in this article that I just took a look at it this morning. I was very happy to see. So generally speaking, whenever I find that something I said was said, you know, it was machan something good, probably what it means is that I read it a few years ago and then I just forgot that I read it. But there is a chance that not so. But Pasha says I read it already. So he quotes here from the Chazon Ish that he says Hineg bebeis midrasho to lo likra psuke echa esol avadiv avtar chazon benigun echa. Chazon Ish said not to do this. V'chein noagim harbe aholchem lo ra gadol. And this is a lot of people follow Chazon Ish. Don't read any of these tunes. He quotes it. It's quoted in the Mordim of Zmanim, which is Rav Sternbach. And he says that the svara is that lefi our minig, so it's probably because we don't observe, we wear Shabbos clothes, we don't observe the avelos for esi on Shabbos, and therefore we don't do any of these things. Okay, even so, the minig Yisrael is to do it, but obviously it's good to keep in mind that all the things that we do, we still end off on a positive, happy note, even, as we do even on Tisha B'Av itself. Okay, we'll hold here.